Smart out of the logo against Kyrie. Minute 22 to go. 10 on the shot clock. Smart blitz by Claxton. Picks up his dribble. A dangerous bounce pass. Tatum's able to save it. Tatum, 5 on the shot clock. Starts his drive on Claxton. Pump fake. Kick out. Smart. 2 on the shot clock. Has to try a run. No! And he banks it in! Marcus Smart with no time left on the shot clock. Staring at his left hand, which was incapacitated early in the game. But now has just given the Celtics a 10-point lead with 69 seconds to go.
Oh, I can breathe again. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Smart with the left hand off the window to the wall. Oh.
Quite a few days in the life of our guests right now. 114-107. The Celtics have won game two somehow. Marcus, the three of us have had a lot of conversations over the last 8 years and a lot of situations on the air, off the air, you name it. It is my job to describe what we are seeing and how this team has played in the second half of the year, and I am running out of words.
I guess that's a good thing then, but no, for real though. The way we started off the season was definitely a little down for us. You know, we didn't live up to our expectations, let alone everybody else's expectations. So the second half, we just made an emphasis to come out and just play as hard as we can and play for one another, and that's what's been happening.
Sean made a great point in the first half of this game. It seemed like the first half of the season where you guys couldn't get anything going. You weren't communicating the right way. And then the second half, you just dug in. Everybody start making the right plays, and you start playing it as a unit.
Definitely. You know, they came out, and they punched us right in the mouth. And, you know, we sustained it. We took it, and we decided to fight back. You know, once we calmed down, settled into the game, things started to slow down for us.
I looked at one thing that happened, and you talk about it. Obviously, it's a great team win, but Pritchard, and you're talking about another guy, Williams. Those guys kept you in this basketball game when you were struggling early on.
Yep, they sure did, and it was crazy. I've told both of those guys, you know, when we're just in practice, that one of these games, they're going to win us a playoff game. So stay ready, because you never know. You know, tonight Jalen had it going, and those two came in and provided what we needed, and that's what's going to happen. Next man up. You know, they did a good job on Jason early on. They did a good job on me and Jalen early on. Jalen, you know, and Jason caught hot, and those guys, they handled it for us until them two got going. So you got to be proud of them.
To win series, you have to win games like this. It is inevitable that you'll be down and you'll have to fight through and you'll take big shots. Not when did you think, but when did you know this was the kind of team that could take significant shots like that and hang around and steal a game?
We always knew it, and I think that's why it was so devastating and disappointing for us early on in the season, because we knew the type of team we are, and we just had to come out and play like it, you know, and we did that. That second half is a credit to it. We came out and we didn't let nothing faze us. We competed on both ends.
I remember last year we had you on, and you made a comment on air, and it was pretty dicey, and you were racy when you said, those guys talked about I can't guard people anymore. And I said, who? You gave me names, and I thought it was so cool. But then to bounce back this year and to get the defensive player of the year, that has to be some really, really cool stuff.
Oh, man, it's amazing. You know, honor to God.
I knew you were going to say God is good all the time,
ain't he? You know, that's what my mama preached. And without him, none of this would be possible. So all praises have to go to him.
Yes.
But my teammates as well, you know, they allowed me to be me. They allowed me to go out there and gamble a little bit and understand that, you know, I might make a play here and there, but I'm going to get it back for it. So without them and without E-Man and his coaching staff allowing me to just be me, it probably wouldn't happen. So I definitely got to give all the credit to my teammates as well.
When did you figure out when you saw GP the other day? When did it occur to you when this wasn't a candid camera prank?
When I actually saw GP in my tweet that I had made about him, they blew it up and he was standing right next to it. And I was like, oh, nah, don't tell me this is what I think it is. And when I started hearing them talk, I you know, it started to hit me that this is happening. This is finally happening. And, you know, you get to go down in the history books as one of the greatest defenders to do it. So just keep going.
We've all been together for 8 years. I've watched every game you've played. I've called every game you have played. You and I haven't talked about this. I had the privilege a few years ago to meet your mom, and I could not help but think about her on Monday as I saw you get that award and watch the reaction of your teammates and the people around you who you have affected celebrate for you and be happy for you. And she was on my mind watching all that happen.
Oh, man, thank you so much. She's on my mind as well. And, you know, obviously I wish she was here physically, but, you know, spiritually and everything else, she's here in every other way. You know, she's the reason why I continue to go out there and do it, along with my brother and my family. You know, they give me the strength to keep going. So it definitely felt good to have that moment with her in spirit and have it with my teammates. And, you know, I just try to be me. And the fact that, you know, those guys celebrated the way they did with me just shows credit to my character and who I am.
I think your mom got a hand on a couple of those loose balls tonight.
I think she did, too.
All right, my friend, we'll see. She did the left hand. I know that.
Right. We'll see you on the plane, my friend. Enjoy
this
night. Thank you,
guys. Thank you.
114-107 is the final. That's how it's going to be remembered. You know, knowing this moment, as we talked to Marcus about the Defensive Player of the Year, we're covering the Celtics in the perspective of their season. The national shows are going to do what the national shows do, and that's going to be killing Durant and Kyrie for the next couple of days. That's how it works, okay? That's the name of the game. That's how they make their money, right? Like, oh, Kevin Durant came up. Kevin Durant, one of the greatest players ever to play. He had a bad night. There's no question shooting the ball, turning it over. You know, the potential is there, obviously, with talent this deep to turn it over. But what I was saying about the dynamic of this being a must-win changing, when they were up like this, now with the long layoff, it's just the weight of it. You question. If you're the Nets, you got to question, wait a minute. Tatum was 5 of 16. Jaylen Brown for three quarters couldn't make a shot. And we still couldn't beat them.
Wait, dude, this is the weight of the Titanic.
Yeah, this isn't.
Gentlemen, it was a pleasure playing with you. But, and yeah, obviously it could come back. Obviously it can still win it. But the pressure that's going to be on them, just the answers that they have to give in the next 48 hours is going to be ridiculous.
72. And this is what makes it worse. You've got the extra.
Yeah, that's true.
The extra time in between. And the Celtics here. It was a gut check performance to win that game and steal the game late. This was just taking the best shots, digging in defensively and trying to make the Nets work and making as many of the shots difficult as possible. I think the being down 0-2 is bad enough. Here in the 3 days of Durant and these guys getting killed by the national people, which is what's going to happen, that is bad enough. But now you have to realize, have the Celtics played their best game yet?
No, they haven't played their best game. And in this particular game, tonight, Kyrie disappeared. They made Kyrie disappear. Like, you know, the leprechaun stepped on him instead of Kyrie stepping on the leprechaun.
And the question is now he has to win a game to get another shot at the leprechaun here as the series shifts to Brooklyn for game 3 on Saturday night. We'll be with you at 7 o'clock from Barclays Center with the Celtics up 2-0, trying to take the commanding 3-0 lead. And, boy, 72 very difficult hours coming now for the Brooklyn Nets. It was an unforgettable night at the Garden. Celtics come from 17 down to win game 2. They lead the best of 7 Eastern Conference quarterfinal, 2-0.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.